strange behavior, no disappointments. He protected her and took care of her and provided handsomely. And their relationship worked perfectly for both of them. Each knew their role in the relationship and played by the rules. He was the adored, and she the adorer. They were in no hurry to have children for the first few years, and might have waited longer if people hadn't begun to comment about why they didn't have them. It felt like criticism to Jim, or like the suggestion that maybe they couldn't have them. Although they both enjoyed their independence without children to tie them down. Jim took her on weekend trips frequently. They went on fun vacations, and he took her out to dinner once or twice a week, although Christine was a good cook and had learned to make his favorite meals. Neither of them was suffering from the lack of children, although they agreed that they wanted them eventually. But 5 years after they got married, even Jim's parents were beginning to worry that they might be having the same difficulties that had delayed them from having a family for nearly 20 years. Jim assured them that there were no problems. They were just having fun and were in no hurry to have children. They were 27 years old and enjoying feeling free and unencumbered. But the constant inquiries finally got to him, and he told Christine that it was time to start a family. And, as she always did, Christine agreed. Whatever Jim thought best seemed right to her, too. Christine got pregnant immediately, which was faster than they expected. It was easier than they both had planned. They had assumed it might take 6 months or a year. And despite her mother-in-law's concerns, the pregnancy was easy for Christine. When she went into labor, Jim drove her to the hospital and opted not to be in the delivery room when the baby came, which seemed like the right plan to Christine, too. She didn't want him to do anything that would make him ill at ease. He was hoping for a boy, which was her fondest wish, too, in order to please him. It didn't even occur to either of them that the baby might be a girl, and they had confidently opted not to find out the baby's sex. As virile as he was, Jim expected his firstborn to be a son, and Christine decorated the nursery in blue. Both of them were absolutely sure it was a boy. The baby was in a breech position and had to be delivered by cesarean section, so Christine was still asleep from the anesthetic in the recovery room when Jim heard the news. And when he saw the baby the nurse presented to him at the nursery window, for a minute or longer, he thought the baby he was seeing had been switched. The baby had a perfectly round face with chubby cheeks that bore no resemblance to either of them, with a halo of white blonde hair. And more shocking than her features or coloring, it was a girl. This was not the baby they had expected. And as she stared at him through the nursery window, all he could think of was that the infant looked like the elderly British monarch, Queen Victoria. He said as much to one of the nurses, and she scolded him and said that his daughter was beautiful. Being unfamiliar with the grimaces of newborns, he disagreed. She looked like someone else's child to him, and surely nothing like him or Christine. And he was filled with disappointment as he sat glumly in the waiting room until they summoned him to Christine. And as soon as she saw the look on his face, she knew that it was a girl and that, in her husband's eyes, she had failed. "It's a girl?" she whispered, still woozy from the anesthetic, as he nodded speechlessly. How was he going to tell his friends that his son had turned out to be a girl? It was a major blow to his ego and image, and something he could not control, which never sat well with him. Jim liked to orchestrate everything, and Christine was always willing to play along. "Yes, it's a girl," he finally mustered, as a tear squeezed out the corner of Christine's eye. "She looks like Queen Victoria." And then he teased Christine a little. "I don't know who the father is, but she looks like she has blue eyes, and she's..."